Books and Arts.
Book Review. Somalia's Shabab. The Struggle for the Horn of Africa. Al-Shabab in Somalia. The History and Ideology of a Militant Islamist Group, 2005 to 2012. By Stieg Jarle Hansen. And The World's Most Dangerous Place, Inside the Outlaw State of Somalia, by James Ferguson.
In 2005, three dozen Somalis formed a club of Islamists, soon dubbing themselves the Shabab, Arabic for youth. Chaos had reigned over Somalia for a generation, and there had been no real government since the military ruler, Siad Barre, fell in 1991. But within a year or so, the Shabab was the dominant force within a loose coalition of Islamic courts that had sought, with some grim success, to impose order. By 2009, the Shabab, with a core of 5,000-odd fighters, had mastered a good half of the country and made most of the rest virtually ungovernable. Stieg Jarle Hansen, the Norwegian author of one of two important new books explaining the rise of the Shabab, reckons it controlled an area equal to the size of Denmark, with perhaps 5 million inhabitants, out of perhaps 10 million in all. The Shabab, Mr. Hansen believes, was then the world's only self-proclaimed Al-Qaeda ally controlling large territories. Because of a far-flung Somali diaspora of nearly 2 million, in America, especially Minnesota, Britain, London and Cardiff, Kenya, nervously adjacent to Somalia, and Scandinavia, the Shabab's capacity for wreaking terror at home and abroad has frightened and flummoxed Western and African governments. These two books, Al-Shabab in Somalia and The World's Most Dangerous Place, are essential reading for those who seek to counter the menace. James Ferguson, who has contributed in the past to The Economist, has written the more readable work. With ingenuity and no little courage, he has travelled far and wide, within Somalia and among the Somali diaspora in Britain and America, delving into the soul of a ravaged community. Few, if any, foreigners in the past half decade have reached so deeply into the territorial nooks and crannies of Somalia's myriad fiefs. Mr. Hansen focuses on the complex ideological detours and military tactics of the Shabab from its inception. His is the succinct and definitive, if somewhat dry, history. Both authors agree that although the bloody-minded Shabab is probably on the road to containment, if not outright defeat, quite a lot of Somalis may still reluctantly accept it as the lesser of many evils. It certainly did better than its rivals at transcending the bitter divisions between the clans, sub-clans and sub-sub-clans, some 140 of them according to Mr. Ferguson, whose doggedly lethal loyalties were a main cause of the country's fragmentation. The Shabab is driven by local grievances, yet has global aspirations, helping to stoke rebellion in such troubled places as northern Nigeria and Yemen. In the past 2 years, the West has been trying to bolster a revamped government in Mogadishu, Somalia's capital, while accommodating the semi-autonomous fiefs to build what might become a workable federation. Such efforts have been led by Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron, who happens to be a close friend of Mr. Ferguson. But Somalia is still one of the most dangerous countries in the world, and its people still among the most tragically disturbed. The Shabab may be on the wane, but neither author predicts it will fade fast.